Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you tonight, Father, with great thanks. We're so thankful, Father, for all you've done, that you do, and that you continue to do in our lives. I thank you, Father, for just being with us. Father, there's words I can't even put the words together. So I thank you, Father, for this testimony tonight that Vicky's going to share. Father, how you've been working in her life, how you've been doing these great, wonderful things. I thank you, Father, for her life and how she just shines, God. I lift her up to you tonight, God, and I thank you for her wonderful heart, Father, for the love that she has for you, Father, and how you continue to just shine upon her. So I lift this night up to you. I thank you for the sharing tonight, God, that it's going to bless everybody whose ears hear it. I thank you for all these things, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Vicky, I'd like to turn you over right now.
Well, blessings, everyone. And right now I want to thank Vicky and Barney for the opportunity to share what God has done for me, because it's amazing and so wonderful at the same time. I just have to tell everyone what our Heavenly Father has done. So we went to Mass General Hospital in Boston on Tuesday, saw the expert on the cancer that I have. Dr. Yi is his name. So he said, and I won't bore you because, I mean, he said a lot of things, and even my eyes were crossing.
Technical things,
you know, doctor stuff. So I won't bore you with all his doctor stuff, but this was the end result to what he said. No stem cell surgery, no aggressive chemo, and we're going to let this ride. The cancer has not affected any of my organs or my bones. And get this, my blood is good. That's where it started. He asked me if I was having any side effects. Of course, I said no. And that question came up four times during his conversation. Dr. Yi, like all the other doctors I have seen, just really don't know what to do with me. And that was obvious. He said I should have all kinds of side effects. Here's my but God moment. I have nothing. God will supply in Philippians 4:19. In God's word, it said God will supply all my need according to his riches and glory. And that scripture was running through my head the whole time I was in Boston. So at that point, Wally tells Dr. Yi that I have been healed. He just looked at us, perplexed, like he didn't understand what we were saying. And I don't think he believed us. But he was trying anything to connect me to this cancer. But God, again, he couldn't. He just could not put that cancer in me. So he went back to the treatments. He wants me to finish my treatments. Okay, I'm on cycle 6 and there's 8 cycles, so I only have 2 more to go. Then the doctor said I would only have to get 1 shot a month for maintenance. But I was thinking, I don't think so. That's Dr. Yi's plan. I know I'm healed. And they will know in God's time. So Wednesday, I go back to the oncology center, and I was telling the girls what happened with Dr. Yi. And these girls at this oncology, they're God's best. They are just so wonderful. And they were calling me a rock star. I just smiled and said, no. No, 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 no. God's the rock star. He gets the glory, not me. I'm so blessed that God is my Heavenly Father, and he comes through every time. Thank you, Vicky, for being you and for your love and concern for God's people. You and Barney have been such a wonderful example in our life. God is so good to his kids. I just felt all day today like I was walking on sunshine. I have thanked God for my healing every day since I went to the cancer doctor in Maine. That's how it all started in September. Gave it to God that very day, and boom, He held my hand the whole way and has given me the best doctors. They might have been scratching their head and trying to figure me out, but we tell them it was God. And we have met some wonderful people in this oncology, and I do believe we have prayed for each and every person that was there, because we want to see them healed just like I have been healed. Because it's such a dark place, and these people, just their faces were just so, oh, so hopeless. And when we come in, we make sure we talk to everybody, smile at them, you know. And Wally has ministered to some of them, and
Toby.
And we met on Wednesday. We met a new lady. Her name was Linda. She has the same thing that I was going through, and she has been going to that oncology for 10 years. 10 years she's been dealing with this. And my heart just broke for her. What's that?
I said we prayed for her.
Yeah, and we prayed for her, of course. And then I had met a guy named Toby, and, well, mainly Wally talked to Toby. I was just speaking in tongues for him. And Toby wouldn't look at Wally. He just, you know, Wally's talking to him, and I couldn't hear what he was saying, but he wouldn't look at Wally. But then I heard Wally say, "Jesus Christ." And Toby turned around and gave Wally his full attention. And then Wally had asked him, "Would you like me to pray for you?" And he said, "Yes." No. He didn't talk, right? He didn't talk. He just nodded his head. That's what he did. And so Wally started praying for him. And tears were just coming down his eyes. It was amazing. And we saw God melt that man's heart. Because after Wally prayed for him, he was smiling. He turned on his phone and started. We would shut him up. It was amazing. And then we met a new girl on Wednesday. Her name was Christine, and this was amazing. They have providers. I go for 2 weeks, and then the third week I see a provider. And the provider is the one who tells me, you know, how my blood's doing and if there's any problems, things like that. Okay, so my provider was Jessica, but she went on vacation and they brought in Christine. Wonderful girl. I mean, she was just the most positive person I have seen in that place since I got there. And I was thinking, God, she's got to be a believer. So then she went over, you know, all the stuff and everything. And after she was done, Wally asked, he goes, "Can I ask you a question?" And she goes, "Sure. Do you know Jesus Christ?" And what did she say? "Absolutely." Yeah. Then she told us her testimony was amazing. Well, at first she said, "You know, I really don't tell people this." She goes, because, you know, she's a doctor and all that stuff. And she goes, "But I feel like I need to tell you this." So I just looked at her. I said, well, tell us. So she did. This girl, she got lung cancer, 31 years old. And if I had to guess her age, I would say she was between 40 and 45 now. But at 31, she got lung cancer. And we couldn't even believe that. And she knows God healed her. And she went to a, she was going to college to become a respiratory, something to do with respiratory, okay? And she went to a doctor's convention and she met Jessica and they hit it off. She said it was God. It was God that brought Jessica to her.
She did her treatment that she did.
Because she did her treatment at the oncology that I'm going to. And her and Jessica bonded. And then she went had to go home and tell her parents that she was changing her college, because she was in college at the time, and she was going to change her college, and she wanted to become an oncologist. Yeah, because she loved Reddington, and she loved, that's where I go, and she just loved the whole thing. Yeah, and she just dedicated her life to cancer where she had it at 31. And I told her, I go, that's amazing. And she goes, and I, and she's healed. And she said, and God healed me. And I'm like, that was amazing. So I would like to end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful night to share your love you have for your kids, how you want us to be healed and not to suffer. Your word tells us signs, miracles, and wonders follow those who believe. Father, I would like to send a prayer for Judy Sullivan. Father, wrap her in your arms around her. She needs healing. Also, Shirley Chapsky, Father, I send a prayer for her healing because we look to you, Father, for all things. Thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, and all he has done for us. We look to the sky for his return. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Take a deep breath, guys.
What is that?
This is the living God that we're talking about here. He's not asleep. He's not dead. He is working. And I thought as Vicki was sharing that, you know, sometimes when people tell us about certain things that are going on, the tendency for us is maybe to, I don't know, preach to them a little bit or I don't know. It's just that we're at a loss for words sometimes. But I know that one thing is always true and available for us to do, and that is to love people, especially in their greatest time of need. That is what they need. They need arms of love and care, tenderness and concern that will help their hearts to be connected to God and His Son, Jesus Christ, the great healer. And when I first heard of this situation, both with Vicki and Judy Sullivan, what I was inspired to do was to send these ladies, and some of other folks as well, but to send these ladies especially a particular song that I had heard there recently. And so I'd like to play it for you here tonight. And what a wonderful, wonderful God that we have. Amen.
She could barely remember life without pain. For 12 years, it was all she had known. He could only imagine eyes that could see as the blind man sat in darkness alone. But they'll never forget when they heard his name. Jesus, the healer's here. And as he drew close, their hearts filled with hope as faith spoke these words to their souls. Your healing is on the way. This is the day your life will change. Your pain is temporary. This suffering that you carry soon will be taken away. Is on the way. You may be hurting, you may be tired, fighting each day just to smile, knowing he's promised to answer your prayers, but you see no end to this trial. God may be using your faithful testimony to touch more lives than you ever did before. So just keep believing, telling your story, and claiming this promise in faith. Your healing is on the way. Remembers your name. Your pain is temporary. This suffering that you carry soon will be taken away. Your healing is on the way. God's promised healing to all of his children in his perfect time and his way. Some will receive it in this life we're living, and some when we see him face to face. But until that moment, he's holding you close, and he will give peace in the pain. Your healing is on the way. Your healing is on the way.
Don't know how we love you, Father. How we stand before your throne with all humbleness and just awe at how amazing, amazing you truly are. Open the eyes of our understanding, Father. Help us to see even greater what we have and what we have to offer. And that you open doors of opportunity for us to be able to love people like they have never been loved before, Father, because it's just an extension of who you are. And we thank you for this night, for the beautiful folks that have joined in, for Vicki Reeves and Judy Sullivan and all of those, Father, who seek your hand of wholeness. We thank you for the price that Jesus Christ paid on our behalf, that by his stripes, we not only are healed, but we were healed. And maybe we don't understand all that that means, Lord, but we pray that you will be the one to really teach us and to help us. And thank you, God, for this in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
There's something I want to read to close this out.
in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, and made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's where we are. That's where we abide. It's up there in our spirit. The heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What a thing to really allow to live in our hearts so that we can see ourselves in that situation, because he's coming back. Verse 7, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. What a great section for God to put in there to just show us how much he truly loves us and what he is so willing to do for us and has already done for us. And when Vicki shared her testimony, and she said, you know, no, it's not me. I'm not the super God hero. It's God. That is such a indication of what a great heart that her and Wally have for our God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it just is, you know, you don't see this kind of thing too often, and we want to see it more and more. And the scriptures tell us it's available. So that's what I wanted to share.
Yeah. Walk boldly and confidently, my children. You have been filled with great love. And I'm working within you to help you and to provide opportunities that you can love beyond your own capabilities and your own abilities. It is I that am working with you, and I will help you. I will strengthen you. I will guide you. I will lead you. Only be open to me and to listen to me and allow me to direct your heart. It's that heart of love that will really strengthen you and build you and show you how to live rightly in this world. So have confidence, Lord, my people, in knowing that I will work with you and help you every step of the way.